The text for our meditation on this Easter Sunday comes to us from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. We read there beginning at verse 22. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. Now, not only for his sake was it written that it was credited to him, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised on account of our justification. It was just this past Good Friday, the 2 days ago, that we considered from this pulpit the words of Jesus from the cross, the final words recorded by the evangelist John, actually, from the cross, "It is finished." And we talked there about what it was really that was finished. And the basic conclusion that we came to was the work, the mission that Jesus had come to accomplish. The work of salvation. The work of making things right between God and man. Of breaking down that wall of barrier. Of restoring the relationship that mankind had with God, which was originally destroyed by man's sin. And the fact that Jesus, in doing so, or did so by winning the forgiveness of sin. "It is finished," he said, that work. Today we are presented with another question. A question which I suppose naturally arises out of the reflection upon what Jesus did and upon what Jesus said, particularly on that Good Friday. And that question is this. Even though Jesus said it, was he right? How can I know for certain that the work truly is finished? That the work of my salvation is complete? That nothing more need be done. That I don't have to do anything toward trying to earn my salvation. Is he right? We gather today at the empty tomb once again. And we reflect upon what that empty tomb exactly means. What that tomb means is this. According to the Apostle Paul, Jesus was right. His work was indeed completed and finished and done. Nothing more need be done. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead only happened, St. Paul says, on account of our justification. He was put to death on account of our sins, our transgressions, because of those. But he was raised on account of our justification. In other words, what he did accomplished our justification. And because what he did accomplished our justification, God raised him from the dead. If our justification had not been won, if Jesus was wrong, the job wasn't finished, well then, he never would have been raised from the dead. That's why St. Paul says elsewhere, if he's not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. It means absolutely nothing. So that, you see, is what we celebrate today. God's stamp of approval upon what his Son Jesus Christ did. Now, just by way of review again, catechism review this morning. That's a big word, justification. And you probably all remember the definition that you learned, what it means from catechism. Justification means just as if I had no sin. That's what it means. I stand before God now as a justified individual. Clean, as if I had no sin. Oh, I still have sin, all right. But before God, because of Jesus Christ, it is as if I had none. And that detail is extremely important. It is extremely important when we remember the requirement for salvation that God has laid out in the Scriptures. Not that an individual is almost there. Not that an individual has cleaned up his or her act almost enough to get into heaven. No, the requirement of God is absolute perfection. Nothing short of perfection will do, you see. I used to tell people, if it were possible, or kids in confirmation class, if it were possible, which it isn't, but if it were, that an individual lived an entirely sinless life, was not born with original sin, lived an entirely sinless life, until their dying breath, when the pain became so great in their dying that they cursed one time. They're not perfect. They lose out. God has not lessened that perfection requirement. If you want to get to heaven, each one of you here today, if I want to get to heaven, we have to be perfect. And if we're not, we lose out. But I'm not perfect. I have sinned already this morning. I am born in sin, and that is held against me. I am accountable for that. Well, what Jesus Christ did, you see, makes it so that we are without sin in the sight of God. Because when He looks upon us now, He sees only His perfect Son, who bled and died for our justification, so that we might be clean. And so you see, that's what my salvation's about. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ's perfection being placed on me by God, totally free of charge. That's what Paul's talking about here in the fourth chapter of the letter to the Romans. Those who believe in Him who raised our Lord Jesus from the dead, who believe in what He says. And what He says is, on this Easter Sunday, through the empty tomb, what my Son did was good enough for me. He earned your justification. He won your justification. He won for you eternal life. That's what we celebrate today. It's all one big package. Christ's suffering, His death, and His resurrection. All of it ensures that my eternity will be spent in heaven with Him who bled and died for me, so that I might be just as if I had no sin in the sight of God. He was delivered over because of our transgressions, but He was raised on account of our justification. Amen.